CMS Superintendent Ernest Winston wants an additional $36.8 million from the county for the coming school year. WFAE's Andos Helms has more about Winston's $1.6 billion budget plan.
Winston presented his budget plan as a request for, quote, support through these unprecedented times. He's referring, of course, to the coronavirus pandemic that has closed schools and sent the economy into uncharted territory. He said he's been talking to county officials.
And they have shared that the crisis that we're in, COVID-19, while they are not sure what the long-term impact will be, this current situation will have an impact on their revenue streams.
But Winston's presentation was also unprecedented in its lack of detail. The full CMS budget report is generally in the range of 200 pages, which Chief Financial Officer Sheila Shirley often previews for reporters and presents, in shortened form, at a public meeting. Winston became superintendent in August and is overseeing his first budget. Tuesday night he made his own report from a 12-page PowerPoint, and only four of those slides included any budget numbers. The district sent a 117-page budget report late last night after WFAE requested it. The meeting was closed to any audience, including reporters, because of the threat of coronavirus exposure, but it was streamed on YouTube. So here's what we know. Winston's proposed request to the county is just over $538 million. That's an increase of 3.1%, or $36.8 million, over the current year. The state provides more than half of the district's operating budget, but CMS has little control over that, so budget plans always focus on county spending. Winston's plan includes raising the minimum hourly wage from $13.22 to $14.41 as part of an effort to reach $15 an hour soon. Teacher raises are largely shaped by the state, and the General Assembly remains deadlocked over the current year's budget. Winston wants county money to hire more school security staff and emotional support workers.
This proposal would allow us to hire 15 additional counselors, 15 additional social workers, 5 psychologists, and 2 behavioral specialists.
And he made reference to needing money for enrollment growth without details, though he noted that
the majority of the cost here that we anticipate are for charter school growth.
School districts have to pass along a per-pupil share of county money to charter schools. In recent years, those independent public schools have grown, while CMS enrollment declined this year. After the meeting, Board Chair Elise Dashew responded to questions about the lack of detail by referring to the turmoil of dealing with the coronavirus and school closings. But Winston opened the meeting by noting that his staff has been working on the budget since November. The school board will review Winston's plan before voting in April and sending a request to county commissioners in May. Two sessions to present the plan to the community in April have been canceled because of the coronavirus, and the board's work sessions are likely to be held electronically. A process for public comments is in the works. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.